The Warriors and Lakers facing off on this Christmas Day in the first meeting of the regular season between these two teams. And it was a real battle, as one of the keys to the attack was the tremendous energy from Andre Iguodala. He had a season high and game high 23 points on the evening. Kevin Durant motored his way to 21 points, 7 boards, and 7 assists, while Stephen Curry added 15 points with a pair of trays. As LeBron James exited the game in the third quarter with a strained left groin, he didn't return, but this one was all Lakers, who take it 127-101 final.
Cut it to 2. LeBron was out of the game. What happened from that point on in the late in the third when you guys had cut it to 2 to let it get away again?
That's a great question. Felt like we were right back in the game and that we had the momentum. And then we let it slip away. They closed the quarter strong. They hit Stevenson hit the 3 to put it from 6-9. That was a big shot. And Rondo was fantastic. Fourth quarter, early fourth, I thought he took over the game. We just couldn't sustain that run that we made to get it to within 2, and they did a good job of responding.
Steve, what are your general thoughts on the defense play today?
I'm trying to think of something really sarcastic and witty to say, but nothing comes to mind right now. So they shot 55% and scored 127 points. And on our home floor, so it speaks for itself.
Steve, I know you don't like to worry about Clay takes care of himself, but he's in a pretty good funk right now. Is there anything that you're noticing that can pull him out of it, or you just expect it to turn around at some point?
I think it will turn around. I know it'll turn around. This game is funny. Life's funny. You know, things go on, things happen, and you just have to find your way out of the woods, and our job as a staff is to help our team do that when we're in a rut, and it's to help individual players as well. As I said, I have no doubt that Clay will find his way, but he's in a rut right now, and I think that's obvious, but it'll get better.
Steve, one of the lone bright spots from this game, if there are any, was Andre Iguodala kind of carrying the load tonight. Season high 23 points. What did you see from him, and did you like his aggressiveness as far as shooting the ball?
Well, yeah. I mean, he knocked down shots. He had a lot of open ones, and he didn't hesitate. He played aggressively, and he had a good personal run out there. But we couldn't get anything going as a team.
Early this season, there was a lot of talk about how motivation was not going to be as big an issue this year as last. It kind of seems at times it has been. You guys have now been blown out 4 times at home. Why has it been seemed, at least, to be such a problem to kind of get these guys motivated this season?
It's a tough question. You're right. We got off to a great start, but it is a long year. It's a long haul, and so there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. This is what we did a few years ago was the exception. You know, this is the rule. I mean, this is how most NBA seasons go. If you look at the history of the league, even the teams, I mean, we're in second place in the Western Conference. This is kind of how seasons go. You lose some games, you lose some home games, you try to get on some streaks. You don't win 73 games. It just doesn't happen. So I think the bar's been set extremely high here by our players in that locker room, and so people are expecting maybe that same thing to go on. But the reality is we're at a different point as an organization, as a team, and we've got to fight through the adversity that hits, like a game like tonight, and keep moving forward. Well, it's no fun. I mean, our home crowd is great, and we want to put on a good show for them. And, so it's disappointing to lose big at home. But, we're obviously not trying to do that. It's just stuff happens.
Even as you say that the motivation, having less motivation is understandable, and you're at a different point than before, do you like where you're at as a team so far this season overall?
I was asked that question yesterday, and my answer yesterday was yes. I like where we are. I mean, 23-11 coming into tonight, after a lot of injuries, and the turmoil that we've had to this point. It hasn't been smooth sailing, but that answer doesn't change with one loss. I like where we are, but this loss obviously is a smack in the face, and we've got to respond to it, and that's kind of the name of the game in this league. We need to come in tomorrow, watch the tape, get some work done, and get back at it. And the best teams don't let a game like this get them down. They come right back and get after it again, and that's the plan.
This homestand wraps up Thursday with the Portland Trailblazers visiting. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.